last thing you remember, you were falling. It was night time, a moonless night, dark, misty. You couldn't see anything when the fog descended. The light from your torch was unable to locate the path in front of you. It blinded your vision as it rebounded back off the opaque wall in front of you. And then you heard a great cracking sound, a rupture, an unravelling, and the ground opened up and swallowed you. You take a deep breath and prepare for the descent. Water laps at surfaces around you. You can hear waves calmly teasing the land. And as you tentatively open your eyes, you look around to see that you're in a wooden boat. You notice the strong and peaceful glow of twin lighthouses at the end of two piers in front of you. They look like welcoming arms, beckoning you in as a strong current pulls the boat towards the harbour. You pass between the lighthouses, and as you do so, you see a sign. It says, "Welcome home." Welcome home. The boat bobs into the harbour and bounces gently off the wharf, where a familiar stranger is waiting. The harbour master has a grin from ear to ear. He tells you he's been expecting you. He'd hoped you'd see the lights. You throw him the rope, and he moors the boat to the land. He reaches out his hand, repeats your name, and says once again, "Welcome home." As you step up onto the path, a deep feeling of familiarity sweeps over you. "Where am I?" you ask. "Serenity Island." "How did I end up here?" The harbour master laughs with a calm and knowing compassion. You've always been here. It's just a long time since you've seen it like this. I can't wait to show you around. You're going to fall in love with it all over again. He points to an old wooden lodge at the end of a lantern-lit cobbled path. That's where you'll be sleeping. You don't say anything, but your body begins to relax, and your face reflects the deep sense of home that you feel but can't quite put into words. As you approach the front door, you notice warm, comforting aromas in the atmosphere around you. The post-storm petrichor, the wood smoke rising from the chimney, and the smell of your favourite meal that seems to be coming from within the lodge. The harbour master opens the door and invites you in. Your eyes cannot hide the excitement as you look around and see what's inside. "I'll let you get settled," he says. "Relax. You're home." You notice that all your favourite things are here. Items you assumed were lost to the annals of history. Toys you'd spent hours playing with when you were a child. Objects and instruments from the games with which you used to get lost in your imagination. Old favourite clothes and books, TV shows, video games and movies. Songs you used to sing. Music to which you would dance. The notepads and crayons. The brushes and canvases. Everything laid out to perfection. Everything's here. Curated, not cluttered. A museum of your life. There's a card with your name on. It's tucked into the handle of your favourite mug. You pick the mug up and take a sip of what's inside as you open the envelope. "Wow," you think, as the warmth flows into and fills every part of your being. And you're drawn back to the living space where you can hear your favourite music playing, and you can see your food is waiting for you at the table. It is only now you realise quite how hungry you are. You sit down and sink into your chair. Close your eyes. Take a deep breath. And try to take it all in. As you eat, every bite is oozing with flavour and sparkle. You savour every moment with deep awareness. And as you take your last bite and finish your drink, you're completely in this moment. And it's enough. You are enough. You're not wondering what comes next. It's an unfamiliar feeling. Perhaps the first time you've ever felt it in such a way. This is enough. You are enough. You take the card out of your pocket again to finish reading it. On the back, you notice that it's been signed by all the people who have mattered most in the world to you throughout your life. You feel deeply connected. You feel a sense of belonging. And you feel completely aware, in this moment, that you're not alone. As you open the card, you see that it reads, Are you ready for an adventure of your lifetime? It's happening. Now. Welcome home. Once again, you sink back into the warm, cozy safety of this moment. And you whisper to yourself, maybe I am home.